on you.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? We're about to get busy, so let's kick this shit and rock the CWC off your pants. Yeah. I was watching Bring It On the other day, so that's been stuck in my head
exactly
all day.
That's exactly why I start.
Classic. Because who the fuck were you? Oh, you supposed to be baby girl that died. Damn.
Nobody dies and Bring It On. What the fuck are you talking about?
The person that you just did, she died in real life.
No, she didn't.
Ain't that the girl from Black?
No.
Oh. This is a sex podcast. Yeah, we're not supposed to know about Bring It On. What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We have the best co-host in the game. We got best in this bitch. And this is our patreon.com/CWC, the podcast exclusive. Ooh. Rope play. You feel me? We got Sir Infinite in this thing. He is tying up this queen, Ray. And we got Peach in here chilling like a villain lord willing. And I'm going to go over our cocktail of the day. As you can tell, I am almost done with mine. This is a limoncello margarita. It is 2 shots of tequila, 1 shot of limoncello, a squeeze of agave, a half shot of lime juice, and I topped it off with Simply Lemonade to introduce our guest. Yes, that's right. I have more introductions for y'all. She once had a foursome with her husband that started in an Uber, Peach. This dom spanked so good, he actually made a former guest come live on air, Sir Infinite. And she won best dress as a slutty Vama at the Cocktails with Cocktails Halloween party in my head, Ray. Hey, I know, right?
Cocktails with Cocktails Halloween party in my head.
Yeah, because it never existed, and I ain't want to lie.
I figured.
So, if you can't tell, this is the rope play tutorial. Sir Infinite is very busy right now tying Ray up, and as he does it, her ass gets fatter, so I'm enjoying my life. I'm going to pass it over to everybody. And Sir Infinite, if you cannot speak, just let us know. We'll let you focus. But we're going to start with Peach. Introduce yourself and just tell us, does rope play equate to sex to you? Like, do you need to have sex when you practice rope play?
Hi, my name is Peach.
Hi, Peach.
No, I don't think so. Actually, most of the rope play I've done has not involved sex.
That's exactly why I asked the question, because I'm like, wonder if people even have sex like when the rope play happens.
There's a lot of reasons people do rope play. Some people, it is very sexual. I really like the feeling of the pressure of the rope.
Okay.
And most of the rope play I've done, it's actually been like in modeling scenarios.
Okay.
Nasty. Or like on stage. So.
Okay. Yeah. You just gave me an idea for our live show.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
So, is it any particular ways that you like to get tied up?
I think there's more ways that I don't like to get tied up. Like, I don't like anything around my neck or anything that, like, holds my neck at a back angle.
Okay, so no asphyxiation.
Right. I don't love having my hands and my feet tied at the exact same time.
Okay.
Like, I am fine with it. It's just, like, most, like, for instance, we talked about doing that earlier, and in this setting, I would be totally fine, but, like, in an actual, like, kink scene or at a kink party, I don't know, there's something about personal safety and having all four of my limbs bound that I don't love. Okay. Other than that, it's kind of, what I like about rope play is the rope top kind of improvising. Like, okay. I like them kind of, like, feeling my body and designing rope around my body, and so it's just another kind of interaction between me and my top.
Okay, do you tie up partners yourself?
I don't, no.
Okay.
Every time I talk about being a rope bottom, everyone wants to, like, ask me all these names of knots, and I'm like, oh, I don't give a shit about the knots. I sit still.
Right, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. Okay. I really like being...
We got an episode title, Rope Bottom.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah. It makes
neither
sense.
Did I.
Rope Bottom, Rope Bunny.
Okay.
I know Rope Bunnies.
Yeah. So I don't really identify as a rope bunny because it's not like my main kink.
Okay.
I am a rope bottom though, because when I do ropes, I like to be in the bottom position.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So Ray, I guess we'll slide to you as you get tied up. Are you having fun?
Yes.
Okay. So does rope play always equate to sex with you, besides obviously here? Unless y'all decide to fuck, we're not going to leave.
Wow. No, it doesn't always equate to sex.
Okay.
No, it has my previous dom. We did do it during sex. It was mainly just my arms, but it was one of those planned things, and it was not anything tight. So, but no, it's rare occasions.
Okay, so you've had like a lot of experience with rope.
No, not too many.
You ever been hog tied?
No.
Okay. Infinite, have you ever hog tied somebody?
Yes, I have hog tied somebody.
He's just on his own. He needed a moment.
Yes, I have hog tied somebody. Actually, I hog tied Alyssa on the last episode.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's
he
right.
He did hog tie
you
me.
You do know how to hog tie somebody.
You do know how to hog tie people.
Okay. You hog tie you. So, thank you again. If y'all, I'm going to release this. Draft got it. I'm going to release this episode after, so I'm going to talk about it. You guys were a part of our spanking tutorial. So I have to ask, like, has anybody ever been spanked while rope tied?
Yes.
Like, that sounds like the perfect time to spank somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I also, getting a tie, like a hip harness around my ass where the rope is like crisscrossing around my ass, and then like getting spanked on top of that is like a really specific sensation on its own and leaves its own like kind of marks. I really enjoy that.
Okay.
So what kind of tie is this that you're doing, Infinite?
This is a hip harness.
Okay. Is it possible to fuck in this position? Like in this tie?
This one, yes.
Okay. It sounds like you could hold, like use the rope to hold as you thrust with this. That's my idea here. You know? Very random.
This is more of a sexier type one. So the way I tied it, you can kind of hold.
Okay. What kind of rope are you using?
Hold on.
You okay?
You all right?
Yeah, that was
Did the jiggle just make you super happy?
Yeah, the jiggle fucked
me up. Okay.
The rebound fucked me up. Oh. It fucked me up a little bit.
Ass too fat.
You can hold these like coming from the back or from the front. With this one, depending on the placement of this first knot, like massaging it into the stomach, if you're coming in and you're thrusting in, that's one way, holding it from here, from here on the back, and also, like I said, holding it from here on the sides.
Yeah, all right, smart man.
Purpose.
So, do y'all like getting slapped during sex?
Yes.
I've been smacked, like, while getting hit.
In the face?
Yeah, like, I have dick in my mouth actively, and just, you know, just a little couple of taps.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Alyssa, you whisper yes. Like, how hard do you like to get slapped?
I like a nice palmy slap.
Like, slap my hand how you like to get slapped, and do not slap it harder.
Then maybe I shouldn't do it.
Come on.
Slap it.
Okay, well.
This I is like your face.
In the face?
Yeah.
I think more.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like anything in the face. Don't touch my face.
That was
I like
very
a good
painful.
Smack in the face. Just one.
You really like to get slapped like that?
Yeah.
So you like the soft punch in the face, obviously.
I like a good slap, a Jesus good Christ. Palm. Especially if I don't have my
do they
glasses
on. Give you a heads up or they just, nah!
No, I'm going to ask for the smack. Like, when I
say
smack
slap me, daddy?
Smack me.
Only you gotta have like the hair done, how you got it done with the color and the braids and stuff. That if it's not like that, it ain't.
So working. They're choking you and they're thrusting and they just give you a pop.
If I ask you to smack me, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you slap people during sex?
I definitely like to smack and choke. That's me. I'm gonna smack you a little bit. If I'm on top, I'm gonna smack you a little bit and then choke.
I'm afraid of her. Do you slap during sex, Bray? What about you, Pete?
I have before.
You don't like to get slapped.
Not in the face, no.
Okay. But your ass?
My ass, yeah.
Is really. It still bruised?
Probably. It's probably getting darker.
Wow, I can't wait to see it.
I bruised.
No, actually.
Mm-mm. No, you just a little red.
You was a pussy with your six that you gave. You always get whelps, though. You had one the last time.
Yeah.
So, I know I kind of got off topic, but I was just curious. I was looking at your faces like, wonder if they like to get slapped. What types of ropes do we have?
Types of ropes. So this is more of a rough.
It's like yarn.
My homeboy got me this one. This is more. This is coconut rope.
Yeah, that look like rope that so I see in the barn.
This is a little rougher, and this is for people who like that
scratchy sensation,
feel, scratchy feel. On
can you pass it around to the class when you get a chance?
So I
would not want that on me.
Literally hate this.
Yeah,
I hate
it.
It doesn't feel good.
Why do you hate it, Peach?
Itchy. I mean, my autism, my sensory issues. Like,
oh my
itchy
god,
textures are just a huge trigger.
Django was tied up with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I told you rope I would find in a barn.
This is like cotton.
This is scurry.
Synthetic type rope. Mm. I wouldn't do certain ties with this. This is kind of like more for. I wouldn't do certain ties with this one either. So I'm not suspending nobody from this. I'm not doing any like crazy weird ties with this because just because of how rough it is, and being aware of like the locations that you tie with that. So like as I came through here on the inside of the leg and all that stuff and things like that. So like being aware of like what you're using and where you're tying. Mm. This is a more cotton type rope. This is like bedroom play type rope for such stuff.
Can you come over and we touch the rope, please?
I wouldn't do much like that.
Do we have your permission, Ray?
You have your.
This is like 550 core, okay. So I would be.
Okay.
It's very sturdy.
It is.
I wouldn't do super crazy ties with this because this is going to stretch.
What is wrong with you?
She said she was ticklish. Can we touch the back?
Do you want me to touch the back?
Yes. I just want to touch your butt, though.
I really wanted to touch the rope.
This is some interest. I also don't want to put my fingers on here and hurt you. So it's nice. Yeah, this is nice and secure.
The butt was like secondary. It was the rope I was focused on. Yeah. Thank you.
It's Jesus all soft cringe. From the oil, too.
Okay. And can we see the back?
I just want to see how... The thrusting capability. Yeah. You bend it over, guys, and you hold on to this, and you just go to pound town. And, like, oh, my God, it's just.
That was good. Remember in Wild Wild West when Will Smith was tapping that lady titties? Yeah. He was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. That's what that just reminded me of. Oh, my God,
Peach is just naked. We're going to call Peach naked.
Where's she
going?
On your necklace, maybe?
No. Do you think it'll pick up when her necklace moves, Trav, like the mic?
Oh, it'll be all right.
All right, it's going to be all right. You're just getting tied up. Tied up, you won't let me out. All right.
No.
What kind of rope are you using with this?
So right now I'm using jute, which is the more traditional rope for like shibari jute.
Okay.
What's your suggestion?
Another rope I have is hemp rope.
Can we see that while you do that? Just to kind of. Okay.
So what are some, so when I was doing my research, the most common styles of rope play I found were like shibari and bondage. Is that the most, is that the case?
Yeah, that's the case. Bondage, okay. Shibari. I mean, shibari is just Japanese for rope.
Right. And that's like an art, it's supposed to be an art or something, right? So, like
the way you do it, like for me, outside of like these type of things, I like doing like different designs and stuff like that with it, so.
Okay. Interesting.
Two of my rope tops are ex-military, and they just do military ties.
Okay.
Do they teach you how to tie people up in the military?
One of my former partners was a rigger that, like, as a Marine, he was, like, a rigger. Like, that was, like, his position.
What's a rigger?
People in, she's talking about, like, the guys that use rope in the military are people in, like, mountain units. They're doing, like, mountaineering and stuff like that. Like, so those people.
Airlifting people in and out of places.
Riggers, mountaineering, you're talking about airlifting. You're talking about, like, people in, like, air assault, those type of things. Airlifts and stuff like that.
Okay. So this is, like, what type of tie are you doing?
Right now?
Yeah.
So it was a hip harness over there. Right here, I'm doing my variation of a beast tie.
Okay. Can you explain what that is?
So it's, to me, kind of like how you would tie an animal.
Thought you was going to say hog tie. Okay. Like before you put it like on the grill?
Just in general.
Okay. Niggas just be tying up animals alive. Like.
I don't know. That's what I'm over here wondering.
Sit here, lion.
Not sit here.
How does it feel for you, Peach?
It feels good. It's pressure, and I like the pressure a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like a huge like weighted blanket kind of person. So the pressure on my joints and on my bones and skin, just like it's pleasurable for me.
Okay. I just keep looking at all these tattoos.
Is that Joan of Arc? Sorry.
No, it's just any witch being burned at the stake.
Oh, okay. It's a witch being burned at the stake.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Joan of Arc in my former life. Trav, if you can come and get this side of Peach's leg, it's a witch on her leg that's actually tied up.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. That's why I thought it was Joan of Arc.
That's what made me bring it up. So, question, Peach, if we can get a little deep into this, it has nothing to do with rope play. Uh-huh. But. What made you get a witch getting burnt at the stake on your thigh?
Because I identify with a woman who has been
persecuted.
Like, yeah, persecuted as a villain for opening her mouth.
I love that.
Okay. Do you believe in witches? And witchcraft?
Like what you taught, like Harry Potter shit? Like no, like
I mean, I know there's levels to this shit, but
I'm a witch. But there's like what a lot of people think is witchcraft is actually like a version
I believe
of
Alessa.
Religion that like people who are not Christian follow that like has nothing to do with like casting spells.
Okay. Yeah, Wicca.
Do you think that spells exist?
What? What are you talking about right now?
Why are you talking to me like I'm Sapphire? Like,
because I'm getting tied up right now.
And she's got so many things to concentrate on. And you literally
just asked me if spells exist. Like, is that relevant? Is that what your watcher is on Patreon with me sitting here naked booty getting my ass tied up?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Are you a witch, right?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. The tattoo... Maybe I'm high, but the tattoo threw me for a loop.
Do you understand metaphors?
Yeah, I get the metaphor.
Oh, do you? But the following questions made me kind of feel like you don't understand.
I had to ask the question. It's a bit, you know.
So, like, there's this thing called a metaphor where you compare two unlike things to, like, make a point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, witches were burned at the stake because they were usually, like, single women that, like,
that could do math
too much and, like, could do math and shit.
Yeah.
So people toast that they were witches and burned them at the stake.
True. So but some people saying, like, do also agree.
That's a metaphor for, mm-hmm. like, me as a person.
Okay. Being I got that.
Yeah, you got that? We're good?
So all questions that we ask are not, per se, our own feelings. We have to ask questions that sometimes our listeners may actually want the answers to.
I didn't expect you to come at me with a spell work.
Well, it did, Alessa did help with the, because she said she was a witch. So that just added to it there.
That's because I speak so many things into existence.
You know, great. I mean, like, there are definitely a lot of people that practice their versions of witchcraft. The knowledge I have of it, just because, like, I like, I'm a nerd that knows things about people.
Mm.
She's saying like that she's not a witch. She does not cast spells.
I don't think
I got that. The energy changed once I really, you know, it was like, no! But no, I guess.
She's about to burn you at the stake.
Yeah. I'm like, look, never mind. So,
I love
you, do you think people will be bothered about my witch tattoo?
No, I don't think it's an issue at all. I'm just curious. Like, okay. It's something that you just see right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was unique, and it was highly coincidental that we're doing role play.
And her hands are bound.
And so, her hands were bound.
If you think about who the tattoo's on, I don't feel like it's that big of a coincidence. Like, it's a tattoo mm-hmm. that I designed that, like, I like to be tied up. So, like, I have a tattoo of someone tied up on me.
I like that, too. None of it is a negative coincidence.
I know. I don't think it's negative at all. If you think I'm offended, I'm not. I'm just kind of ribbing you a little bit because it's a
I like this ribbing. So, are you using a different rope here?
Ribbing. Shut up, Brandon.
What?
I love you. So, what kind of rope is it? Is that the same type of rope that you're using on her? Is that the same type of rope that's already on her arms?
This is jute rope. This is just a throw me off. This is jute rope. So
okay.
Some of it is like, this is a little more treated and a little more clean, where this is not that much treated, so you get all the little frills and and the leftovers from it.
Okay.
And over time, it'll get smooth like this one.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are you about to tie now?
Right now I did like a little simple, like an arm binder type thing.
Okay.
And then now I'm going to move down to the ankles.
Okay. I don't know if this is a tie, but... What I'm thinking about is an idea. If I was able to tie people up, what I would think to do is to, like, tie her legs, like, to something, each leg to something, with her hands like that, for a very nice, intimate night of pleasure with her not being able to move as freely.
That's my favorite way to be tied up.
Actually, I have another... Never mind. I'm not asking no more tattoo questions.
Oh, my God.
I am hilarious. On tattoo timeout.
I embarrassed you because he asked a question and he didn't like the answer.
I did like the answer. I just felt like I got in trouble, though.
What's your question? Ask me.
Just ask a better question.
No. What's that tattoo right there on your arm?
The devil.
Oh, see, I just seen booty cheek.
Yeah, so it is the booty cheeks. I like booties.
Yeah, we all do.
Actually, so like my Lilith sign is in Sagittarius. I don't know if anyone else is an astrology hoe, but Lilith is like your dark side, and so like it's like your devil sign, right? It's like the parts of you that you're ashamed of, whatever. Mine's in Sagittarius, which is the archer. So I
have
old devil, and I gave it a booty because I like the booty. My artist gave it a booty. So yeah, that's my Lilith.
I just thought it was really nice. That's
Thank
all.
Thank you. I like that one too.
See, I'm learning tattoo combo.
Yeah. It's so funny. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. So is it with the rope? Are the ropes normally strong enough for you to pull and yank as you thrust during sex?
Yeah, depending on how you tie it.
Okay. And question, how do you clean a rope if someone gets like nut juice on it? I'm assuming that happens.
So for me, I have a cleaning solution that I'll soak the ropes in.
You telling me these ropes not machine washable?
I feel like they unravel or they get kind of messed up. Yeah. That way. You want to do a gentle clean on these.
Look, I'm lazy, so I'm asking questions that I need to ask.
Just to help the longevity of the rope.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have like a clean.
So no gentle, so no delicate cycle in the washing machine.
I use a cleaning solution and I like myself to rub it in a rope and kind of scrub it that way. And then to dry it, just tying one end around another and another end to like stretch it out and give it that.
I'm so lazy. I would just buy new ropes.
How often do you come on ropes? I feel like that's not an often thing.
That is not an often.
I mean, yeah, but say you got different partners and you don't want.
So
yeah,
I do. I do clean after every like after today. I'll go home and clean all of this and stuff like that. So I do that.
And then I'm assuming like you put it on somebody so many times or on a body, it's gonna start to smell like them or you know, you on a bitch who's wearing, you know,
who the fuck was you tying up the other
who's
day?
Wearing
how?
Matt LeBlanc.
What you know, kind of jute? Or what kind of rope?
That is the name of the guy from France.
Like, what's the most common one?
I will go with hemp or jute for a beginner. Hemp or jute rope for beginners.
Hemp or jute rope for beginners. Are you saying jute like with
jute,
a P?
J-U-T-E.
Oh, jute.
Jute.
I wasn't sure if you were saying juke or jupe.
Does the rope hurt you, Ray?
No.
So, like, so you just sitting normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very comfortable.
Does it feel comfortable on you?
Yeah. It's not too tight.
The way you tied it is, it's comfortable to sit in.
Yeah, like, I'm not uncomfortable. It's not like, oh, just take this off me right now. I'm like, it's choking me. It's still pressure there, though.
I know that I'm ignorant to the rope play, and I like to continue to say that because my questions may become sound a little ignorant.
There's no ignorant question.
You're right. I just don't want to get cussed out. So,
you've traumatized him.
Yeah, she did.
No, literally.
So,
I'll get over it.
He will. Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
1 year.
Many men have.
So, I forgot my question because I was being petty. See what happens?
It's okay. I'm a dom. Like, I'll give it back to you all day. Like,
oh, yeah, I remember. Like, so, I know you use the scissors for an emergency.
Yeah.
If somebody has to get out, like, is it specific scissors that you have to get for that?
I would always go with.
If you could show the camera.
Prepare, like, trauma shears.
Okay. What the fuck is trauma shears?
Like they use in an ambulance.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Where the fuck you get trauma shears from?
Because it's just easier.
Any medical supply place, I would think.
I will also practice, like, if you're just getting into it, like tie some rope up with some tension on it.
Okay.
Practice cutting rope with the tension.
Okay.
I was taught that as well. Oh, okay. Blige, I'm going to shout out to Blige every time.
Okay.
I was taught that.
Oh, Blige. Okay.
Like, practice a cutting and tying on a rope. And remember, like, you know, something that I always like hearing people say is, you can always buy a new rope.
Okay. I like that. Are you admiring or
thinking? Like, why is there so much string left out? Are you about to connect that to her hands or?
I was thinking about connecting it. I was thinking about putting her in a certain position to, like, demonstrate some of the things with the rope. Kind of on, you want to get put into a pose?
Let's do it.
Arms
what I like about down. This is Peaches okay. Looks like she's genuinely enjoying herself.
Yep, but on the couch.
Like,
here, Ray, you want to sit between us?
I can.
Okay.
I don't know, I got a little bit too much, but.
It's not too much.
He got a lot of hips.
You can fit.
Okay.
Oh, you are?
Oh, me,
I told you.
Sorry, y'all. Ray is a hippie, and nobody's upset about it. I'm sorry to hold you like this. I just couldn't see.
I'm sorry.
Because you didn't just brought her back.
Yeah.
I mean.
Like, sorry, uncomfortable. I didn't want to make anybody.
Right.
Are you uncomfortable?
We are both kind of pressed up against each other because of how much hips she got and how much ass I got. Well, that's because your man's spreading and your legs are open.
Well,
because
I have a penis.
What does that have to
do? And balls. Nigga, like, that's why our legs be open a little bit because they need to breathe.
Mm.
Like, when I close my legs, my balls start to hurt.
And every time you open your legs, you literally press her into me more.
Ray, you uncomfortable?
Yes, she is. I can see it on
she
her
said,
face.
She said, like, I am, but I don't want to say it and make you feel bad like Peace just did.
you can feel like...
So, what's this called?
So, this is like a... I just put her in the pose.
She looks like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Like a little arm binder and a simple little tie.
I'd roast that.
If your partner did this, he could base you.
Yeah, I'd base that too.
Into a certain type of pose.
It might have been happening before.
See?
I can do a different couple things. I could have just tied that extra rope off and left it like that. But why not? Why not do something else with it? So I just put a simple little hip tie. No pulling, no pressure on that hip tie. Just something simple with this rope coming around. Just to do the extra rope. In like a different setting, like a sensual setting, I'll be playing with it and flowing through different types of sensual, sexy type things.
Interesting.
With the tie and stuff like that.
I would also put a vibrator like in the tie of my ankles, hold like up against my pussy.
Mm-hmm. Mm, so we should have brought a vibrator. Okay.
Yeah, I have pictures of that. So.
And then it's a classic.
Show off.
Something like this, something like that I would do. Another one I would do is, coming from this position, if I'm going to be playing, I want you to bring your arms straight.
Are you going to put that rope on her pussy?
Put your chest down on the couch. Extend your legs out a little bit. Back towards your butt. Come on, keep coming.
It's like that butt. Just keep jiggling.
Give me these hands.
I don't know if. Oh, wow.
Oh wow.
This is a good sexual. I'm thinking sexual. I'm sorry, guys. I wish I was Travis's camera right now.
Oh yeah, her vagina is on.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad at her, so I'm not looking.
Another thing, like right now, like the ropes. Brenda,
you gotta get over it. I'm sorry.
Stop being so petty.
You only hurting yourself, my man.
I was lying. I was looking.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say I'm not the one getting hurt by not looking at my pussy.
I can't really see your pussy.
Something like this for.
Is it any reason like you hate us? Why you didn't angle her the other way?
Because the camera's over there, dumbass.
So, it's okay. You'll see it later.
Jealous.
Just like this. Like, and then again.
Well, I try to get to have all the fun.
But you can go because into, he's like, the cameraman. Play.
Good point.
You can use it as a sexual position and stuff like that. Yeah. It's always best when you're tired and using sexual positions is kind of like put the arms down a little bit. Like that.
Okay.
So I've been tied up like that.
I would like to see you tied up like that too.
Different things. And then, like, even when I did the tie to her hands. The arm binder kind of collapsed from all the moving. So I just wrapped up the bolt and tied it into this so I could have a little more control as I'm moving and doing different things and stuff like that. And you can just use the rope. You can use the rope to play.
I was going to say, can't you use that to play with her, like...
The camera sees it.
What about the crack?
You're just missing out. The camera sees. But you can do something like that with it.
Trav shook his head. Like, that crack getting played with.
Is that nice, Peach?
Yeah.
Little things like this. Just simple teasing.
We gonna have to have a camera connected to the TV so we can see what the fuck y'all see. This is highly unfair.
Things like that, and then even me sometimes I'll use the rope as a way of tease.
Oh, impact play. How you feeling, Peach?
I like it.
With you being a dom, do you feel weird like being in such sub positions?
No, I would identify as a switch, except for the fact that I'm like such a brat and such a bitch that like.
You're not a brat or a bitch.
You've also never been in a kink scene with me.
I was being sarcastic.
Because, like, when I am submissive, I'm still, like, such a brat that, like, it's hard to even really say I'm submissive. Mm. But I do. I mean, I like being tied up. I like being pushed around. I just...
This is fun. Time. I appreciate you. So, let's talk about you a little bit more. I forgot my words. We got Ray. We got Peach. We got...
Infinite?
Yeah. I
always forget his name.
I do.
He does.
I be like, I can't find this nigga on Instagram. Ray, what's his Instagram? She just be knowing now. But what do you do, like, if somebody reaches out to you? Like, can people take classes from you? How does someone be your assistant dom, or in this case, like, you be their mentor? Like, how does that work?
Send me, just shoot me a message Instagram or Twitter and just let me know, like, what you're looking for, what you want to, give me an idea of what you want to do, what you want to learn. And I try and direct people. My biggest thing first is that I don't know everything there is to know about kink. You know, there's different types of things. So I try and direct people to.
Sorry.
I try and direct people to places where they can go learn and meet people that's into some of the same kinks and fetishes that they're into. I do help teaching people with the stuff that I do know, teaching them about different things and giving them lessons on different things. Mm. Working with couples on how to express themselves with their fetishes and their kinks to each other. Because oddly, there's this thing, especially in the black community, where it's hard to communicate what you like to the person you're with. So whole time you're thinking your man or your woman is vanilla, and they're not. They got all these things in their head, but they don't know how to talk about it with you. And a lot of times, especially with women, they like to... they'll do the kinkier stuff with someone else, but they won't do it with the person they're with.
That makes sense.
So just talking to people.
People say that all the time.
Stuff like that.
Some women will say they'll peg a man, but not they man.
Yeah.
I'll peg any man that ass.
So that's just different things when people reach out to me. Like I said, I'm a guide you to where y'all can.
Did
you
touch
to
see? To see if it was whatever I can nasty. Teach
you and help you with whatever I can help you with when you reach out to. Right now, I currently have one person that is working under me, mentoring under me, learning how to tie and do different things. And I work with, she's a woman, so I work with women and men. So,
okay.
So, whatever questions you have, feel free.
Okay. So, as Infinite Subs today, how did you guys feel that, or ladies feel that he did?
Good. He did a fabulous job.
Secure. I thought it was very, I definitely want to know from you, Peach, because you never met Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's something I probably should have thought about as far as at least communicating with you guys who you were, like at least giving each other like, mm-hmm. hey, this is this person, this is that person, you know. But I'm glad that it worked out.
Yeah, Infinite did a good job of like, be even though we just met today, it didn't mm-hmm. feel awkward. Like we just met today, we did a good job of talking and
okay,
yeah. So I felt safe. I felt like nothing was going to happen to me that I didn't want to happen to me.
Mm.
Good.
And I'm glad we were able to provide a safe space for absolutely. You to feel that way.
And I mean, it felt good. Mm. I had fun. So
good. I'm glad that you had fun. What feels better,
the spanking or the rope tie?
It's hard to say. I think the spanking, just because I got to do more of what I really liked.
Mm,
like with tying, I mean, like I would want to be like tied up across my chest and hips. Like if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. If I was doing like a rope scene, I probably mm-hmm. would have gone a little. Like,
so we should get the thing that you like stand on and like you get tied up on, like we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Ray, what about you? Which one was your favorite?
I like the spanking for sure.
Okay.
It was a lot more stimulation, only because the plug, the vibration, and then being spanked, there was a lot going on.
So is this like some of the aftercare? Like you look like you're massaging her ankles?
Yeah, rubbing on like where I like the rope marks.
Okay.
Rubbing on the rope marks and like just making sure I get that blood flow back into those areas.
Dope.
Skin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I also am by Oblige. I have a few partners that are like members at Oblige. And if you find me on Instagram at @just_peachy, I also like am participating in and working at erotic parties all the time. And there's lots of dope erotic spaces all around Detroit to find people just like you. Either in Munches, where it's not erotic, or kink parties themselves.
You should invite us out. We would love to be like your guest.
Well, okay, let's
you know,
do it.
For sure. I won't, you know, get cussed out.
You might.
Yeah, I'm going to just sit in silence.
You just sit in the corner.
I'm going to be the shy one.
Okay.
They'll be like, why are you sitting so quiet?
Okay, I'll only do it with your consent next time.
Oh, okay. I like that.
We love consent.
There we go. This has been a dope episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We're going to keep it going because why would we stop you from seeing Ray's ass get like taken out of the ties? Ray, I don't believe you don't like that tattoo. Is it like Africa and the Afro? No, I'm serious. I see it better now. It's okay. Yeah. Oh, you don't like this tattoo?
No, this is my favorite.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, this tattoo's dope.
This one, though.
Oh, you know what's funny? What? The Africa tattoo is so nice that I honestly just thought you had, like, a red welt.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice the other tattoo. Mm. Is it a lip with a rose?
Yeah, it's a mouth holding a rose.
Yeah, it looked like a first. Ooh, let me get a tattoo on my ass tattoo.
My first tattoo was actually right here on my hip.
Oh, what are you going to cover it up with?
I want some flowers. Like, I want to get my whole cheek covered. That's the plan.
Your entire cheek?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the plan.
Sounds fun, actually. I'm excited to see it. So y'all had a good time getting tied up, rope play. Did y'all like the cocktail of the day? That's dope.
What was the cocktail of the day?
Yeah, a limoncello. All the times I said what was in it, you wasn't listening.
Nah, he was in the zone. He's
sitting in the impact play, rope. I didn't give 2 cents about whatever you was talking about in the beginning.
I guess I'll announce this. We're coming out with a Cocktails with Cocktail series. So the series would be people will send in stories like their cocktail. And while we're making a drink, we'll do a voiceover of the story. So you'll learn how to make a drink while hearing a naughty story of a cocktail.
That That's cute idea.
Yeah, so that's what we're working on. So please, listeners, I'm glad that this came up.
Send in your stories.
Send in your stories. You can email us at cocktails, cocktails, with cocktails, cocktails, at gmail.com. You can send in your stories. You don't have to say your name. It can remain anonymous. If you do say your name and you still want to remain anonymous, that's perfectly fine as well. Like, we're not out here to, you know, kink shame or snitch. So please send in your fun stories. And yeah, shout out to the Cocktails with Cocktails series. Shout out to my entire team, Audio Wave Network.
Yes, shout out to everybody.
Alessa, our producer Trav.
Brandon.
All his cameras, myself, because I'm me. And shout out to y'all for not only, I keep saying support us, but I really appreciate it. Ray, you already know why I'm saying it, but I truly appreciate everybody that works with us in the Metro Detroit area, inside and out. We do have some out of town people coming in for tutorials.
We love you all.
We appreciate all of you guys for letting us make these safe spaces fun, safe, and magical.
And thank you just for your support overall. Yeah.
So this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. As always, ask for permission. Make sure she comes. And don't ask about random tattoos.
Cut.
Okay. Yeah. Is it okay if I go?
Bye, nigga.
Okay, thanks.